I mean, obviously you're gonna have your first day and second day little lumps, but I think we made a good progression from day one to day two. We're still getting to know each other. Obviously, everybody's still getting to know the offense a little bit, so there's been a couple of things we need to work on. But I'm loving it out right now. This is a dream come true for me. Wouldn't rather be in any other place, and I'm having a great time. I mean, Peyton's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. So, I just want to be a sponge with him. Just follow him around. Just let him talk. Just let me learn from him. Whatever he wants to tell me, however he wants to help me out. And I'm just gonna, do whatever I can to learn from him. And the way he does things, because obviously he does it the right way. And so I just want to be groomed by him. The exact same way that he does. Try to, study the playbook just like him. Watch film just like him. Do the same tendencies that he does.
Has he reached out to you?
He texted me, after the draft, said congratulations, that kind of thing. Said, we're looking forward to having you, that kind of thing. But other than that, no, not really.
I'm guessing you heard a lot of comparisons to Ben Roethlisberger to the point you're probably sick of hearing. What do you say about that when people try to compare you? Because I'm sure there's, the school is why they do it.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, Ben seems like he's a different kind of breed.
Ben, I grew up 20 minutes away from him. So he was, I've always looked up to him. So when people compare me to him, I kind of get excited. I kind of take that as an honor. But, we kind of have the same game a little bit. But, we definitely do some things different also. He's a great player, though. And, if I could be half as successful as him, it's awesome.
What have your impressions been so far of the staff and facility and coaches, people you're meeting? Everything you're kind of experiencing since
you. I mean, before I got here, I didn't hear anything but good things about Denver, about the organization, about the team, coaches, everything. And it's followed suit pretty much. I love Coach Knapp. We get along great. Coach Gase is awesome too. The team right now, the rookies that we have are awesome. We get along great. Out on the field, we have some chemistry on the field too. And, that helps a lot.
This was one of the team, one of several. I think you were on a trip tour, weren't you there? Couple weeks before the draft, four or five, six teams. So going into the draft, was this one team on your radar?
I was talking to my agent before the draft, and this was our number one pick. So, everything worked out perfect. I did take a visit here, loved it from the minute I got here also. So, it was just like, God's got a perfect plan for me, and, this is the place where I'm supposed to be for his plan to work out great. And, I'm here for a reason, so. I'm just going to take it as best as I can and, run with the opportunity that I have.
In terms of your draft experience, I know falling to the seventh round, but getting to go to the team where you wanted, did it all work out?
Definitely. Yeah, like I said, me and my agent talked, and we said, it'd be better to drop in the draft and go to the right team than go early and go to the wrong team. So, I'm happy with it. I'm a guy of faith, so, I put it all in God's hands pretty much, and I knew he had a tremendous plan for me, a great plan for me, and this is where I ended up, so this is the perfect plan for him.
Do you look at it as, as your entrance into the league is going to be more mental, like you said, being a sponge, and as a part of it?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. John Elway obviously is one of the greatest players to play the game also, and Peyton. So, I have two great mentors to learn from here. Like I said, I couldn't be in a better spot. And, I just want to learn from these guys as much as I can and take as much from them as I can and then just run with the opportunity when I get it.
Obviously, jersey number 7.
I was number 4 in high school. I mean, in college, they gave me an option. They gave me about 4 numbers to pick from, and 2 is the best for me. I liked it the best, so I went with it.
Was Ben's number 7? Did they retire it at Miami?
At Miami, yes, sir.
You said this is your number 1 choice, which some of the teams you visited have quarterback question marks. Their quarterback position is more open.
Mm.
Than here. So why, can you explain why this was number 1? There might have been more opportunity to play right away somewhere else.
Yeah, when it came to the strategy part, me and my agent, we kind of thought it'd be best if I could learn under somebody for a year or two at least, mm-hmm. and then get the reins of something. And so that's why this was our number 1 pick, even though, other teams had some quarterback question marks. But we thought that the best fit would be here just because of Peyton and being able to learn from him.